Presenting the NBC Story Shop, with stories for young people as told by Craig McDonald, and our special guest for today, in person, Donald Duck.
What's the matter, huh?
Well, nothing's the matter, Donald, but the storyteller doesn't know that you're coming to the story shop today, and we want to surprise him. See?
Oh, I see.
So what we'll do is go up to the door of the story shop on our tiptoes.
On our tiptoes?
That's right. Like this. And here we are at the front door of the story shop. Now you step up and rap on the door. And when the story teller answers, he'll get a big surprise. Now you'll rap real hard. Nice now.
Okay.
Who's that out there banging on my door, a giant? I said, is that a giant out there?
Surprise!
Well, it's my old friend Donald Duck. Won't you come into the story shop?
Sure! Say, this is a pretty nice place you got here. Is this really the story shop?
Yes, Donald, this is really the story shop where all the stories are told.
Boy, did we all have books?
Yes, we do have a lot of books, and every one of them is a storybook.
Goodness gracious. Well, I have a story, too.
You have a story, too?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I got it right here. Donald Duck's Vacation Adventures. I wrote it myself. Would you like to read it?
Well, if you wrote it, I'd be delighted to read it, Donald. Hey, let me see it. Uh-huh. Donald Duck's Vacation Adventures. Well, it looks very interesting.
Oh, it is. Go on. Read some of it.
All right, now let's see here. Uh-huh. It says, this story was written by Donald Duck, a very intelligent duck, and a movie star.
That's me. Go on.
He has just finished making a movie in Hollywood with his dear friends Mickey and Goofy and Dinah Shore and Edgar Bergen and Mortimer Snerd, Charlie McCarthy, and Luana Patton. And this movie is called Fun and Fancy Free. And because Donald Duck did such a good job in this movie, he was given a vacation. And the story which you are about to hear took place during that vacation. And this is how it all happened. As Donald was driving from Hollywood to New York in his little car... Donald was just as happy as could be. And why not? He was going on his vacation. And he didn't have a worry in the world until he started to cross the desert and into the Indian country. But even then, Donald wasn't really scared, because as everyone knows, Donald Duck is one of the bravest ducks in the whole wide world. All across the desert, there wasn't a sign of an Indian. But you know how clever those Indians are. One minute, Donald was all alone driving his car, and the next minute, he was surrounded. There were Indians to the front. There were Indians to the rear. Indians to the right. And Indians to the left. But was Donald Duck afraid?
No, I'm not afraid.
10,000 Indians surrounded the brave Donald, but was he afraid?
No, I'm not afraid.
Donald Duck was fighting mad. Fast as lightning, Donald flew into action. He leaped from his seat and stood right up in the car as the arrows came flying at him. The Indians were pouring arrows at the brave duck, and they were coming closer and closer and closer, but the brave little duck was too smart for them. He reached out and grabbed the arrows as they came his way. Yes, sir. Donald was fighting mad. And just as soon as Donald had caught enough arrows to fill both hands, he leaped from the car and charged the fierce Indians. Donald ran at the Indians faster and faster and faster and faster. And as he ran, he tossed the arrows back at the Indians. And boy, oh boy, you should have seen those Indians run away when Donald Duck started tossing their arrows back at them. They just couldn't take it. And all 10,000 turned tail and ran away as fast as they could. Imagine, single-handed, Donald Duck had defeated 10,000 Indians.
Well, gosh, Donald, that was some story. Did you really write that?
I sure did.
Uh-huh. And did that adventure really happen to you?
Absolutely. Now, read some more. Chapter 2.
Uh-huh. All right. Now, let me see. Chapter 2 in The Vacation Adventures of Donald Duck, written by Donald Duck. And this is how Chapter 2 begins. After Donald chased away the Indians who had attacked him, he started back to his little car, which stood in the road on the desert. He planned to get in and drive along on his vacation. But when Donald got there, he saw that the Indians had fixed him up. But good.
Well, I'm a good dog.
Every single one of Donald's four tires had been punctured by an arrow. Donald didn't like that at all. But there wasn't much that he could do about it. So he started to walk. What the heck? A little thing like four flat tires couldn't bother him. And so he started off across the desert, singing as he went. And before long, Donald came to the mountains which stood at the edge of the desert. But they didn't bother him. He began to climb the mountains. Up, up, up he went. And he didn't have a worry in the world until a storm began to blow. The storm grew worse and worse. But that storm didn't bother Donald. And you know why. It just rolled over him like water off a duck's back. But it was growing a little windy, so Donald stepped into a cave on the side of the mountain. It was very quiet and dry in there. Best of all, the cave smelled so good. Donald sniffed the air.
Oh, food.
And so the brave little duck began to take a gander. a look around the cave. And what do you know? Why, right there in the back of the cave was a great big fireplace. And over that fireplace, there was a great big juicy steak. Donald looked at the steak hungrily. It was the biggest steak he'd ever seen. And then he opened the oven. And there was a great big apple pie. It was the biggest apple pie he had ever seen. And there on the table was a great big glass of milk. It was the biggest glass of milk he had ever seen. And the table and the chairs, they were the biggest he had ever seen. And that steak, why, it was big enough to feed a giant.
A giant? Uh-oh, a giant. A giant must live here, and this must be his supper.
And sure enough, a giant did live there, in the cave.
And that was his supper. But was Donald Duck afraid of the giant?
Yeah, I'm afraid.
And so Donald had the most wonderful feast. He ate the great big juicy steak. And he ate the great big apple pie. And he drank the great big glass of milk. But just then, who should Donald hear entering the cave but the giant?
Uh-oh.
But did Donald get up and run away? I should say not. He couldn't. He was too full. And so he sat there while the giant came toward him.
Fee-fi-fo-fum. Hee-hi-ho-hum. I'm a most amazing guy. A most amazing guy, am I? Fee-fi-fo-fum. Hee-hi-ho-hum. I'm the stuff I'm telling you, for here's what I can do. I can change myself into an elf, fly up high like the birdies. I can disappear into atmosphere, because I know the magic word is. Fee-fi-fo-fum. Hee-hi-ho-hum. I'm a most amazing guy with my feet. Five, four, five.
Wow! Wow, that was pretty good, Charlotte.
Oh, you liked that, did you?
I sure did. That was so cool.
Well, hey. What are you doing here? Who are you? And what's happened to my supper? I'm going to grab you right by the neck. You ate my supper. Okay, if you ate my supper, you got to sing.
What?
That's right. You ate my supper. Now you got to sing.
You mean I want to sing for my supper? Okay.
No, I don't mean sing like that. I mean you better start talking. Who are you?
My name is Donald Duck.
Donald Duck? Not the Donald Duck. The movie star?
That's me, Chuck.
You're the movie star, Donald Duck? Well, isn't that something?
Yes, isn't that something?
And why did you eat my supper? If you're a movie star, why don't you buy your own supper? Instead of cover around and bothering poor old giants like me. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I'm sorry.
Well, okay, if you're sorry, it's all right, I guess. But there's something you could do if you wanted to.
What's that?
Well, Mr. Duck, I've always admired you as an actor. I'm a fan of yours.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So I sort of wonder if you would act for me. You know, maybe you could recite for me.
Yours is my command. My command.
Oh, gee, thanks. You could pretend you're on a stage, you know.
Okay. What is my command? I will always send a poem.
And with that, brave Donald Duck ran out of the cave. Smart little fella had fooled the giant.
Well, that was some adventure, Donald. That was really some adventure.
What's the grass? What's the grass?
Mm-hmm. First, you fight off 10,000 Indians, and then you outwit a fierce giant.
Well, what's the next chapter?
The next chapter? Oh, yes, yes, yes. Chapter 3 in The Vacation Adventures of Donald Duck.
That's a real good one. Read that, Bob. You want a real one.
All right, Donald. It says here, after Donald left the giant's cave, he went and hid in a tree trunk until the storm ended. By that time, it was morning, and the sun was shining. So Donald got out of the tree and started over the mountains. Donald didn't have a worry in the world until he saw the smoke from the campfire. On his hands and knees, the brave little duck approached the campfire. There was a camp, all right, but it was deserted. No one was there. At least that's what Donald thought until he heard a voice.
Distress.
And there, over in a bunch of trees, was a beautiful maiden in distress, tied hand and foot.
Help! Help! Don't be afraid! I'll say it! Fire! Let me tie the rope! Fire! Now you're free!
Oh, thank you so much! I'm so happy I could sing!
And boy! Don't find out so much!
This is too good to be true. Can this be paradise? Can it be you so close to me?
And as you might imagine, Donald fell head over heels for the beautiful young girl.
Oh, you are so very brave. Thank you for untying me. But now we must hurry and get out of here before the bandit comes. He's a bad man, a desperate bandit. He captured me, and he has carried me here into the mountains. And he is going to hold me until my father pays him gold. Now we must hurry before he comes here and finds us. Oh, here comes the bandit now.
What's going on here? Who set you free, my beauty, huh? Who's this silly-looking duck I should have hot to wring his neck?
Oh, yeah, says who?
Says for me.
And who are you?
I'm the toughest bandit on all the mountains. You skinny little sod up runt. What have you got to say for yourself, eh?
Sticks and stones, my bones. But once wanna hurt me.
Boy, I'm gonna bust you wide open.
Well, just a minute, just a minute.
Yeah, well, here, if I'm a put up on my fist and fight like a man, what are you going to do, eh? You ain't got no man. You're a duck, and I'm going to see to it you're a dead duck. Look out, because here I come. And, boy, did that bandit ever take a swipe at Donald. But was Donald afraid?
I'm not afraid, you big bum.
And then when Donald called the bandit a big bum, the bandit took a poke at Donald, and he nearly hit him right on the chin. Donald just ducked away in time. And then Donald began to work out a scheme in his head. He knew he was braver than the bandit, but he couldn't hit the bandit. So what did he do? He used his head. Donald backed up from the bandit as far as he could go. And then, aiming himself at the bandit, he ran at him just as hard as he could. And was that bandit ever surprised when Donald's head hit him right in the stomach?
No!
Donald knocked the bandit out cold as a fish. And then the brave little duck and the beautiful young girl ran as fast as they could down the mountainside to the home of a friendly farmer who let the beautiful girl use his telephone.
Hello. Hello, Daddy? Yes, yes, I'm safe. I was rescued by a very brave duck. And, oh, Daddy, he's so handsome. You have no idea. And so I want you to come out here and get me right away. And don't forget to bring a big bag full of shining gold as a reward for this handsome, brave young duck. I love to hang around the lazy countryside with nature's gang around the lazy countryside where the crickets you don't hear in the city keep a humming in your ear, oh so pretty. And it's just too much fun work listening to the chorus of the birds. I like to stay around the lazy countryside, just kind of play around the lazy countryside. Oh, what fun in taking the sun in and to roam the spaces wide. It's the place for me. Gee, it's great to be round the lazy countryside.
My goodness, Donald, did that adventure really happen to you, too?
Sure.
But how come you didn't stay there with that beautiful girl? Wasn't she beautiful enough?
Oh, she was so tall. But she knew us ducks. We know trouble and adventure.
Yes, Donald, I guess you ducks do love travel and adventure. And I want to thank you for coming to our story shop this morning and helping me tell some of your amazing adventures. It's been swell. And thank you, Donald Duck.
Thank you, Frank McGuire. The pleasure has been all mine.
And now, fellas and girls, I'd like for you all to meet the young man who is the voice of Donald Duck, the very same Donald Duck you see in your movie theaters, and the voice you heard today. His name is Clarence Nash, and here he is.
Good morning, boys and girls, and thank you, Craig McDonald. But you know, my friends all call me Ducky Nash.
Okay, then. Ducky it is. How long have you been doing the voice of Donald Duck, Ducky?
Ever since Donald was born, Craig.
Eh?
I'm the one and only duck. My voice is. My first picture was made, or Donald's was, for Walt Disney back in 1934.
Eh?
And the last picture was just finished a short time ago.
Fun and Fancy Free?
Yes. We had a wonderful time making it. There was all kinds of fun with Charlie McCarthy and Edgar Bergen, Mortimer Snurd in the cast, and, of course, those two lovely ladies, Dinah Shore and Luana Patton, and my old friend, Mickey Mouse and Goofy. It was really quite a party.
Oh, boy, I bet it was. Yeah, one of my favorite songs from Fun and Fancy Free is that giant song, Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum.
Yes, I think that giant song is going to be very popular. And then so will those two others we heard this morning, Lazy Countryside and Too Good to Be True.
Well, Ducky, if you ask me, I think the picture's a grand treat for all.
Well, I hope so. We all do our best out at Walt Disney's to give folks the best fun and enjoyment that we know how.
Well, Ducky Nash, I can't tell you how much you've enjoyed having you here in our story shop. And if you're ever around this way again, you'll be sure to stop in. Will you do that?
You bet, Craig McDonald. Oh, yes. Donald wants to know, what's your next picture? What's your next story for next week?
Oh, my goodness. I almost forgot, Donald. My story for next week is a famous one.
What?
It's the story of a famous sailor of the Arabian Nights. The story of Sinbad the Sailor. So, Donald, I want all my friends to be sure to be listening next week at this very same time. So long. That's fine, Donald. Until then, this is your storyteller, Craig McDonald, saying goodbye till next time, fellas and girls.
Donald Duck's Vacation Adventures was an original story written for radio by Richard E. Davis. The Story Shop was produced in Radio City, New York by Art Richards. Eve Young was the beautiful girl. Ollo was at the organ. And as always, your storyteller was Craig McDonald. Fun and Fancy Free will be shown in your neighborhood theaters in September and October. And don't forget, boys and girls, next week Craig McDonald will tell another wonderful story, The Adventures of Sinbad the Sailor. That's next Saturday at this very same time over this very same station on The Story Shop. Say there, what are you doing about your child's education? You know, most school systems weren't in very good shape last year, and too many boys and girls were cheated out of a year of good schooling. If this was the case in your local schools, what have you done about it since school closed? In a great many communities, parents have banded together and fought for better school conditions. And in a great many cases, they've been successful. Better wages have brought better teachers. And improved school buildings and equipment have also served to attract capable men and women who prefer good working conditions. If there are improvements to be made in your school system, get after them today. Don't wait until school opens. Now make those few weeks count. Remember, you get what you pay for. This is Charles F. McCarthy speaking, and this is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.